I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good morning, Dublin.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Come on, get up. With Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
So I went out yesterday evening to this thing I went to, right? And there was loads of people there. And I've never been on the different situation of taking photographs of food or videos of food. So okay. When I go out with, me and Aaron go out, right? I have a TikTok that I post my food on it.
Right, yeah. Lads.
Right, lads. Here's me dinner today. And I always pay for it.
Because you review it, but you don't...
I don't comment on it.
You don't get into sort of, this is good or bad or indifferent. This is how much it costs. This is what it looked like.
And that's it. And it's your opinion. You get to gauge what you like out of it. I just don't like people who go, this is awful. Shut this place down. Everyone's going through hard times. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing stuff like that. Anyway, I always take the video and I'm always looking at them going, can we eat the bloody dinner? Can we have our dinner yet?
Yeah.
So last night I was at this thing. And I was watching it from the opposite side.
Sorry, seeing everybody taking out their phones.
Videos. There was two fellas. I met them. They were lovely fellas. The Godfrey twins?
Yes.
Oh, what legends. Legends. I met them last night.
The guys with the glasses.
They're twins. Twins, I think they live out in Stillorgan direction.
Do they have glasses, no?
No.
Okay,
go on. No, these two lads don't. Two good looking fellas. Anyway, we're chatting to them for ages.
Yeah.
But they were taking videos of everything. And I was laughing with them. I was like, I've never been on this opposite side of this situation where I'm having a conversation and they're like, can we just take a video of this this steak that's coming out? Can we do this?
Sometimes with these things, you're like, this is a whole different world. Because you look around, you know, wait, you'd be like, I'm at a dinner. Oh, I'm not taking out my phone. That'd be very rude. At this, it's rude if you don't take out your phone and you're taking pictures and videos. And people are there with like massive lights. Like massive lights.
But it's done by your charger of your phone.
Yeah.
I saw this brilliant, somebody described this thing that everybody does it, right? And I've seen you guys doing it. Because when you're doing your videos, you go from being on to do your video to suddenly concentrating face, right? Right. So you're going from smiley.
Yeah.
Hey guys, guess what's going on? And then you're like posting like a concentrating face, and they call it going from Barbie to Oppenheimer.
That is us.
Everyone does it. It's like,
yeah,
hey,
that's so bad.
And there's like, oh god.
There's a name for it now.
Barbie to Oppenheimer. So when you see it happening, it's a beautiful thing.
When you're in a studio with someone, you kind of get to know them over a while about, you know, who they fancy, what they like, their interests.
Yeah, you learn a lot about, you end up kind of knowing a lot more about them than you probably know even with some of your good pals.
Yeah.
You spend so much time with each other.
So I want to know if anyone else has anything similar to what we're going to talk about, right? So 087-679-7104 on WhatsApp. Get your phones out for this, all right?
So this is, what I would have kind of gone with, a justified fangirl person.
So we're talking about fangirling.
Like who I would lose my mind if I would meet, okay? So I'm guessing, okay, let us know your unexpected people that you would fangirl. Okay.
We're not talking about Zendaya or Robert Downey Jr. or Leonardo DiCaprio. We're talking about random people that you fangirl over, or fanboy, whatever way you want to call it. And you're kind of, everyone's going, that's a bit weird, or that's a bit strange, or maybe they're accessible.
Yes.
So let's discuss Zainab here, who has a random one.
Okay. One of the reasons why I enjoyed watching enjoyed watching RTE News, enjoyed any time they were talking about, you know, work and technology would pop up on the news and I'd go, turn it up, turn it up. It was purely for Brian O'Donovan. Like, stop. Like, I...
So the reporter from RTE News is your fangirling moment.
Like, every time, right, when he used to work, like, he used to do a lot of, like, correspondence. Like, he'd do a lot of filming outside, like, Leinster House, like, Merrion Square, like, all that kind of neck of the woods. Anytime I'd walk past, I'd be fully looking out. I'd be fully looking out for Brian O'Donovan. Like, I when he used to be the Washington correspondent, if there was any news about Trump, I'd be like, here we go, it's Brian O'Donovan. No, I love
his voice. I'll give you that, Brian O'Donovan.
He's got the best pizzazz. He's like, it's like news with a punch. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I just really wanted to go, Zainabel Jazuli. Like, he could read literally nothing and I would be so very happy. Like,
someone's just WhatsApped in, right? They're kind of on the same buzz as you, but they says, Richard Chambers. That's from Katie.
Gas.
Another girl. I fangirled over my local barman for years. 10 years later, and we're together now.
Oh. Okay, I know. Brian O'Donovan. Okay,
it's not a sexual thing. No, it's fangirling moment of.
It's just, I'm like, I love what you do. You're just as a whole, just as a person. I get you.
You're like, more of a kind of going, oh my God, there he is over there. Yeah, I'd love to meet him.
I'd love his autograph. No, genuinely.
You would love Brian O'Donovan's autograph.
I'd love Brian O'Donovan's autograph. If anybody, no, genuinely, I'm not even joking. If anybody sees him, can you please get him to say Zainab El Jazuli? Like, I just want that to be my, like, notification if I ever get a message. Like, I'm not joking. I've told many of my friends, if you ever see him, please get a video of him for me.
Okay, there has to be someone in Dublin that knows Brian O'Donovan from RTE News. Before 10 o'clock this morning, can we get...
No, don't even
joke. Zainab El Jazuli,
no,
RTE
don't.
News.
I'm not even joking. Don't even do that. I'm actually getting warm.
Like, she is. Unreal. She's getting really shy here now. She's getting hot flushes thinking of him. Oh, there has to be. There has to be someone that knows Brian O'Donovan.
Even I was saying, and I'm like...
No, go on. Now tell them what you said off air about... I got really disappointed that he was in tech news now because it's not much on the news, so I don't get to see him as much as I did when he was in Washington.
Oh, well, thanks, Crossy. You've just said it out loud. You've said it out.
I'm trying to think who my one is. I don't know if I have one. I don't think I have one. Anne Doyle, maybe?
Oh, Anne Doyle is a legend. I think I would freeze up. I'd freeze up meeting her. I most
but
definitely
yours
would.
If anyone knows Brian O'Donovan from RTE News, is there any chance?
No, I think I would, like, genuinely, I don't know if I'd be able to speak if I met him. I'm not even joking. Like, I even said to somebody, I was like, this would be my, people are off the hook for my wedding present. I was like, you wouldn't have to get me anything if you got me a video saying Zainab.
Happy birthday, Zainab. Does it get weirder?
No.
If you have any other ones that can top that, there still hasn't been any that can top that. 087-679-7104.
Dublin's FM4, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and in studio is a young lady who became very famous very quick when she starred in the leading role in Matilda, the musical, the movie, and now she's making more movies. Alicia Weir, good morning.
Good morning, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I have to say, I'm very starstruck because the amount of people that are like, oh my God, Alicia Weir, Alicia Weir, Alicia Weir, and now I'm just like, oh yeah, just going to hang out with Alicia, you know, first name terms. How has it been getting so famous so quick?
I mean, it's been definitely surreal, everything that I've been to, and even every day on filming and on set, I mean, it's just so surreal. But when I'm not doing everything and when I'm not filming and doing what I love, I do have a pretty normal life. I go to school, I see my friends, I see my family, and we go on sleepovers, we shop. And so I do have the contrast of both worlds, and I do really love that. But of course, I do love to act, but I like having the contrast of both and different worlds.
Yes, yeah, so you can go into FM 104, you can go into the radio stations, and then you're like, sleep over tonight, guys?
Yes. Yeah. With my friends, yeah, definitely.
So I watched the movie yesterday and I was terrified.
Were you?
Oh, yes.
Me and Scar movies are. How do you describe that work day to your friends when you're in school. So if they're like, you know, we were playing football down the road yesterday, or we were doing such and such, well, I was terrifying people.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think when they seen the trailer, they were pretty shocked. I got messages saying, I don't think I can see you the same. I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to look at you without being covered in blood and a vampire. I didn't know you were a vampire because I wasn't able to tell them too much. So I don't think any of them really saw it coming. And I think they were all pretty shocked. But I'm excited for them all to see the film. I don't know if they'll ever see me the same after they do, but I'm excited.
Well, they won't be able to see the film until they're a little bit older, will they?
That's true, yeah. They probably won't get in. All they can see is the trailer. But I mean, they'll see pictures and they'll say, that's not you. And like little kids that have seen Matilda definitely won't be getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely not.
It's a bit spicier than Matilda. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Be careful on that one.
But I love that you're a vampire ballerina. Like, yes. what a mixture. But were you all scaring each other on set? Obviously, you're scaring people in the movie, but when the cameras weren't rolling, were you trying to scare everybody?
Well, that was one thing that I was really interested in, because I really wanted to know, doing a horror film, is it actually scary behind the scenes and back, like on set? Is it actually frightening? And to be honest with you, it was completely different. It was just so much fun every single day. Nothing really freaked me out. Obviously, it's not every day you get to be a ballerina vampire covered in blood.
True.
So that was pretty amazing. But the sets, some of the sets were definitely really creepy and definitely did freak me out. But all of the filming, all I can explain it as, was just so much fun and very crazy.
And you know what's going to be really weird? Around November, when you answer your door at Halloween, there's going to be kids dressed as you, as your character from this movie.
That's going to be really, really strange.
It's going to happen, definitely.
I know.
I never thought of that.
I didn't think of that either.
Yeah.
They'd be like, I'm Abigail. And you'd be like, oh my God, creepy. I was Abigail.
Close that door now. Yeah. My mum's watched that movie.
You'd be judging the best you.
Wow. That's true.
Alicia is going to stay with us in the next couple of minutes, lads. Isn't she so lovely?
Oh my God, she's so lovely. In studio, we have Alicia Weir.
Are there times when you are, you know, when you're acting, when you're on that set where you go, wow, This is strange.
100%. Even from going to Abigail and Matilda, I mean, two incredible films that I pinch myself, to be honest, daily, that I got the opportunity to be in such incredible films. But like I mentioned earlier, I'm just looking around and I go home a lot of the times and I say to myself, did that really happen? Like, I look back on pictures and I say, like, was that actually me? Because at the time, it's so exciting and surreal. And then when I get home and I'm in school the next day, I think to myself, like, did that really just happen? Yeah. Like, was that me?
I'm sure, like, your school knows you very well at this point, but still are kids going, oh my God, you're friends with Alicia? Are your friends getting people going, I'm so jealous that you're friends with Alicia?
I think, I'm not sure. I mean, my friends, because they're so used to me, they just see me as Alicia. And they're like, I don't think they realise most of the time. I mean, they've all seen Matilda and press for Abigail. But I mean, they say it to me and they are so supportive. But then after like 5 minutes, it's back to the normal day, normal school, normal excitement and, you know, the news and everything. So, I mean, I think they realise, but because I've known them my whole life, they just see me as Alicia, and I'm good with that. I quite like it.
I have to ask you about one of your co-stars in this movie. Is one of my favourite actors, Giancarlo Esposito. Now, is he as cool in real life as I'm hoping he is?
100%. Excellent. He is. Yeah,
I love him.
A real life icon. He really is.
Yes.
Yeah. He's an amazing actor and it was so great to get to work with him. I didn't get too much time with him as there was one scene, I think I was on set with him one day, but he was so lovely and he's such an amazing actor. I can't believe I worked with him.
Yeah, brilliant.
Such a good cast though, yeah, in that, the whole movie.
As well.
Yes.
I just kept thinking of Downton Abbey. I was like, oh.
Like a different side to him this
different
time
round. Different side to him this
yes,
time round.
Very.
In school, do they ask you to be part of the drama group? Like, is there a musical society in school where they're like, well, we've got someone. Shouldn't even a couple of Hollywood movies, but that's not to worry.
I've completed it.
Yeah. Yeah,
there is a choir in my school that we do have drama classes as well. I know there's a fourth year musical. I'm not sure what that is, but yeah, there's the choir. I do the choir in my school and there's a few drama classes, but not too many.
You'll be so strange when I'm walking into that going... some teacher go, no, you can't be doing, come on now, I was with Emma Thompson and Olivia yeah. Coleman.
Yeah. You're like, do I have to audition for this? Really? Really, Moonshore?
I hope you're gathering all the comments that people are saying about you, the lovely comments. I interviewed Emma Thompson a while ago. And I said I was Irish. And the first thing Emma Thompson said was your name.
Wow.
Olivia Coleman, the exact same, talking about you. You're only in wicked little letters with her.
Yes.
Like, please tell me, you're even your mom and dad, are they gathering all those lovely comments of these massive stars for when, like, when you get older, you can go, yep, start
definitely.
With them.
Definitely. I mean, I can't believe it. And like I was saying earlier, I pinch myself. I really do. Thinking back that so early in my career that I've worked with such incredible people that I look up to every day and I try to be more like. And then hearing those comments, it's just, I mean, it's incredible and very, very surreal. I can't believe it.
I'm going to cry.
Abigail is in cinemas now. Alicia Weir, continued success. We're just going to watch your flame as you take off. And we're also proud of you in Ireland.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a million.
FM 104.
Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek brand new cheap adventure. Let's go. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Wait till you see the Jeep Avenger. We had the pleasure of being inside one for an afternoon earlier this week, and they are gorgeous.
Like the steering wheel, the seat.
The steering wheel is kind of a compact, small steering wheel, and it's a real good grip to it.
Now, I wouldn't be able to tell you the specific tech things that are in this car, but I really liked it.
Yeah, so they're very comfortable. I wouldn't know the techie stuff either, but it's very comfortable.
The all JBL speakers. That's the one thing that took out for me. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that blew my mind. Everything sounded big in that.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And like the back door when it opens, it's got this unusual beep that it sounds like something from miles away, doesn't it? Like, beep, beep.
So you don't have to open up your boot anymore. You just press the button and it opens up itself.
We were reversing up to a wall because we were shooting a video that you'll see very soon. And you've got the, what do they call that? On the display, you can see your...
Oh, you've got the cameras, the 360 cameras.
And does that mean like it's kind of up in the air? So it tells you your space
around
you. It
shows you, yeah.
It's very cool. It's very cool.
So what you need to know is today is that how do you win this car? Basically, we're looking for a load of videos and we're going to be in different locations right across Dublin for the next 3 weeks. It starts this Saturday in Dundrum Town Centre.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you're going to do is, free of charge, you're going to sit in one of our Jeeps. You're going to say something like, my name is Blah and I'm from Blah, and if I won, and I would like a Jeep in this colour, whatever. The roadsters will tell you exactly what you need to say, but it's that easy. It's that easy and you could win yourself a Jeep Avenger.
It will take you probably 10 seconds to record it.
Yeah.
Yes, and when you're sitting behind the wheel and you're going to imagine, I'm going to own this one day, you're going to try and make this happen, you're going to will this to happen, because one of you will win this beautiful Jeep Avenger.
So, Dundrum Town Centre, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow. And then if you are busy that day, well, not to worry, because we will also be in Liffey Valley on Sunday, 1 till 5 p.m.
Okay, so we're touring these cars around. You get to get inside them, have a little look, and try and get yourself qualified into our final.
Showbiz on the Strawberries
with autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. autobuy.ie.
The highest grossing Irish movie stars of all time. So if you add up all their movies, what they made, they've done a list. They've got a top 10 of the Irish.
Ooh.
Liam Neeson is number one.
Ooh.
His movies have made 10.43 billion.
What?
He's been in so many films. Schindler's List and the Taken movies, and there's just so many. He's been going for a long time too.
Those Taken movies, they brought his career, you know, into a different direction altogether.
It was like Taken 25. Like, who else can be taken from his life now at this point?
Did he win an Oscar for Schindler's List?
I think for Schindler's List.
Oscar Schindler.
I think he did get a
brilliant.
I think he was nominated. I'm not sure if he won an Oscar.
Number two, born in Cabra, didn't know this. Michael Gambon, who passed away a couple of years ago.
Did you not know he was from Cabra?
I didn't know he was in Cabra.
I didn't know he was from Cabra either.
Yeah.
He's number two.
Yeah. Number three is one of the Gleasons. Is it Brendan, Donal, or the other fellow?
Oh, it has to be the dad. It has to be Brendan.
It's not. It's Donal.
What?
Donal Gleeson's number three on the list.
For what?
For what? He's been in Star Wars. He's been in you name it. He's been in the all sorts.
I know,
of
but
things.
His dad's been in like he's loads been in, of movies.
Like so many. He's in what's it? Gangsters of New York. Like loads of these big movies, and he's been going for a while
now. Snapper.
Donald Gleeson became a Golden Globe nominee on the way to the. He's been in some of the biggest names he's been worked with as well. So, About Time is the rom com that I love.
Oh, the saddest movie of all time.
Crossy has given me a list of song of not songs
have
of
not seen
movies.
That film?
No,
yes.
But I need to prepare myself to watch
well,
it.
Well, no,
because
it's really
it's
funny.
Sad.
No, there's a very sad bit at the end. Yeah, but like it's very funny all the way through.
But then it's also sad.
Every time I hear Nick Cave, I'm like, turn that off, turn that off.
There's a sad bit. There's a thing. There's a beach, and it's just it kills me. It kills me. Anyway, it's a great film though. And Rachel McAdams, isn't it?
Yes,
oh,
Rachel McAdams.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous in it.
But here, I'd say like Brendan now will be going, right, son.
Oh, Brendan's on the list. He's in the top
was he
10
on the
as
list?
Well. He's in there as well.
Okay, so. Right. Because I was like, geez, Donald's going to have to pay his way now with his dad after he's after beating him now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look. Come on, Cabra. Come on, Ireland. Well done.
All I can think of is About Time now. I might go take a break.
Do you want a
great
tissue, Crossy?
It really is. What's the name of the dad again?
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye. He's fantastic.
Good morning, Dublin.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Come on, get up. With Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
I was watching a friend of the show, Phil Wang, very funny comedian. He has a podcast now. And they did a thing and I just thought, oh, that's pretty good. They rated their top five carbohydrates.
Okay.
So, 1 to 5, right?
Yes.
Now, it's Phil Wang does the podcast with a couple of other Asian guys.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, "Are you? If you're not Asian, unless rice is in the top two, so you got your five: rice, potatoes, noodles, pasta, bread. They're your five. You need to rate them in the order of your preference. Okay, everyone's got a different one.
Okay, give it to us again. Rice.
So I would say because they said you're not Asian if rice is number one, and a lot of people would say you're not Irish if potatoes is number one. Anyway, so you got rice, noodles, pasta, bread. Potatoes.
Okay, then I'm not. I don't think I'm Irish.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very Irish.
Are you number one with potatoes?
Potatoes number one.
Okay, I think noodles is number one for me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a surprise.
Okay. Well, look, everyone's got their own list. Okay.
So, what's your top five? Go from five to one.
Okay, five from in order. Noodles number one.
Yeah.
I'll give them potatoes, bread, rice, pasta.
Pasta's five.
I know.
I'm very surprised by that.
I know. Look, don't get me wrong. I like them all. I like them all. But there's my five. If I had to, and these guys were getting into a really good chat about this. Like, what do you mean that rice is number one? What are you talking about?
Well, and you're laughing at us now, but I guarantee if you're going to the pub later on today, someone's going to bring this up and they'll have a chat about it.
Send us your five right now. 0876797104. Rate your carbs, please. 1 to 5.
I think mine would be potatoes, pasta, rice. Bread and noodles.
Bread's down at number five.
I'm not a bread fan. You wouldn't know by looking
You're
at me.
You're not a bread fan.
I won't be a bread fan. Oh yeah, it's too much
actually,
in it.
Actually, say the last few days when we've gone for lunch, you haven't gotten bread.
I don't like bread.
I've gotten a sandwich.
I wouldn't really be a bread person.
Okay, I didn't know this. Yeah. I didn't know this.
I'm surprised about that. Well, it's very different to mine. Okay, pasta number one.
Number one pasta.
Yeah,
okay.
Bread.
I don't
number
get me
two.
Wrong. I love pasta though.
Give me a sourdough of anything.
Sourdough.
Potatoes number three.
Yes.
Rice number four.
I don't know what happened to the
noodles number five.
Noodles number five.
Yeah, meh.
Maybe we've had the wrong noodles.
Meh.
Cocoa, whatever.
The only noodles I like are those, like, you know, the McDonald's noodles or the, like, Coco Ramen noodles.
The cheap ones.
Oh, the cheap curry powder.
There's udon noodles and there's...
No.
There's angel-y hair noodles and there's...
No, they kind of creep me out, to be perfectly honest. The texture...
Angel hair.
Yeah, I think
angel
it's called angel hair.
Mick's just given us his top five.
Go on.
Bread.
Go on, Mick.
Sorry, Rebecca messaged
well.
In the exact same.
Bread. Okay.
Somebody else said rice, bread.
Right, okay.
Look, Camille Thai hate me next door here because when I go in, I open it up in front of me because I always like the... I can't have rice on its own. There has to be something over it.
Okay.
So they put the sauce over the whatever the other bits are.
Yeah.
Crossy's looking for something on a bed of rice.
The last time I was in there, he's like, oh, you're the man who likes it over the rice.
You have sauce-specific suggestions.
The man who likes it over the rice. Over there the is rice. The name of your autobiography. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Kerry answered her phone to me this morning going, oh God.
Oh, she's an oh godder. I love oh godder.
Raise the stakes and double the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Ince 2 grand.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Kerry, where are you today?
I'm at home at the moment, just getting ready for work in Tala.
Okay, what do you do in Tala?
I run a preschool.
Oh, very good.
So you were just in the shop there. You bought your son something for his lunch today. And my mum used to do this for me as well. Tell us.
He's been annoying me to go over. Now I won't have time.
Oh, he won't
so
get
we've just
now.
Robbed him of having, what is he going to, what did he want?
His spicy chicken fillet roll on a Friday.
Oh, no.
Oh, is he on a Friday? That's a lovely little Friday treat.
Wait, what age is your son?
He's 12.
All right.
And the lovely thing about it is that you have it for your lunch, so it's cold.
Yes.
But then all the juices run through the bread and the cheeses
well,
and all that.
Don't make it worse. Stuff. He's not getting it now.
Oh, I hope he's not listening. Also, will you apologize to him on our behalf?
What's his name?
He's sitting here beside me, just nodding his head.
What's his name?
James. And then I have my daughter Sophie here as well. So.
James, I think you still have time to get it after this.
Your ma's going to win $2,000, so you can probably buy a load of them.
Think of all the spiced chicken fillet rolls.
And every Friday you do that for James, do you?
What'd you say, James?
I think I should go to the shops.
Yes, James.
Yeah, James, we think so too. Run over there while your ma's doing this.
There you go.
Okay, Kerry, we've got 10 questions. You can pass. We'll come back to them if we have time. Strictly 60 seconds and we strictly have to accept your first answer. No Googling, no messing. And yeah. James can help you on one question.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. What item of clothing did Cinderella lose?
Her shoe.
What is 45 plus 25?
69.
What's the capital of city of Wales?
What's the capital of where?
Wales.
Cardiff.
The Tortured Poets Department is the new album by which artist?
Taylor Swift.
True or false? Elephants are the largest living land animal.
False.
What famous Dublin theatre has an address at King Street, Dublin 2?
The Gaiety.
What Premier League team are nicknamed the Magpies?
The Magpies. Oh, the black and white stripy jersey. Ah, Newcastle. Ah.
How many lines does a limerick have?
8.
What actor starred as TV detective Luther? We're out of time. And the last question would have been, how many series of Saturday Night Takeaway did Ant and Dec do in total? You're past the time, but what would
20
you say?
Years, so I don't know many in total though.
Okay, well, let's see how you did.
So what item of clothing did Cinderella lose? It was a slipper or a shoe. You got that correct. This is the first one you got wrong. What is 45 plus 25? You said 69. It's 70. I think you knew that as soon as you said it.
Oh, no.
What's the capital city of Wales? Cardiff. James got that correct, so that's 2 out of 3. Yeah. The Tortured Poets Department is a new album from Taylor Swift. It was released earlier on this morning. And number 5 was true or false. Elephants are the largest living land animal. You said false. The answer is true.
Now, what famous Dublin theatre has an address at King Street, Dublin 2? You said Gaiety. That was right. What Premier League team are nicknamed the Magpies? Newcastle. Is there more than one Newcastle? Newcastle United?
That's the same thing.
That's
oh, it's the name.
Yeah. It scares me how little you know about sports.
I have. When
like
it comes
little.
Well, luckily, Kerry knew because she got that right.
Who do you support, right? Kerry? Who do you support in yours?
I don't follow soccer. Rugby.
But it was well worked out. The black and white stripes.
Yeah. Newcastle. You knew well.
You knew more than me.
I knew it all, yeah.
How many lines does a limerick have? The answer was 5. Idris Elba is the TV detective Luther. And you actually, when you kind of took a guess, how many series of Saturday Night Takeaway did Ant and Dec do in total? You said 20 years, and it actually is 20 series.
20 series, yeah.
Yeah.
You got 5 right today. Is it 5 out of 8?
Five out of eight today.
It's not so bad.
Not the worst for my first
go. No, not at all.
Go and get James a spicy chicken fillet roll.
You might have to get one now too, though. You can't leave Sophie out unless she's... that she doesn't want
to. She gets a tub of popcorn chicken.
Ooh.
Oh, popcorn chicken.
No, Kerry.
That's the way of doing it.
It's a nice treat on a Friday. I'm jealous now.
Oh, I spoiled on a Friday.
Yeah, that's good. I like Friday treats. It's good. It's a good tradition. Right. Thank you very much for playing. Instagram will return tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Popcorn
chicken.
She said. Hey, if you say it loud enough, they will say it back.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
Perry Edwards says she pushed back on a track that Ed Sheeran wrote as she didn't feel the words matched her. Wow.
Imagine that, saying, sorry, Ed, you're grand.
I'd say Ed was thinking, like, you'll never guess what happened. Perry Edwards said no to one of my songs.
And he's like, I really feel like this could be a good fit for you. And I said, look, between you and me, the concept is very one direction right now in a sense of what it's about. Yeah. And I was like, would you mind if I just tweaked a few bits? And I said, like, it's absolutely perfect the way it is, but there's certain little lyrics here or there that make it sound like something I don't want it to sound like.
Yeah.
So I'd rather bring it to where I'm at in my life now. And he was like, absolutely.
Wow.
So Ed Sheeran
currently
is on a video on Russell Crowe's social media account, and it went wild yesterday. In Donegal, there is a name of a place in Donegal which is also the name of a bold world. No, a kind of naughty word.
Okay, right? Yeah.
And it's a name of a gin or a whiskey as well.
Yes.
Okay.
And Ed Sheeran and Russell Crowe more than likely have been partaking in drinking said drink.
During this conversation.
And I think someone's after pumping money into it, and it means that brands come into America and they're celebrating it. And the two of them are holding the phone up and they're talking about drinking said drink, but they're very...
Oh, stop.
We love beep.
Okay.
And we love drinking beep. And we love beep.
Okay.
It's on Russell Crowe's social media account. Go have a look at it. I would say they're waking up this morning going, why did we post that?
Now, it is a place.
It like, is a name of a place, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I also just love that they're just the randomest pairing as well. And there they are.
Ed knows a lot of people.
He seems to... I think he's the next Elton John. You know the way Elton John sort of knows everybody in the music industry? I think Ed will take over because I know they're friends. He'll take over that sort of guiding younger artists and things like that. But he seems to know all the celebrities.
Emma's just WhatsApped in and says, aren't they the two big name investors? So maybe that's the reason why.
Oh.
Maybe they're the investors and that's why they're doing it. Oh, cool, yeah. Emma. I never knew that.
Oh, that makes sense. We have to talk about Dua Lipa. She has been talking about her new album and the progress from start to finish.
Both the start and the end of the record, they're equally radically optimistic. The first one being the free falling, the end of an era, the idea of like, whoa, this could be it. Is this my happy ending? Like, I don't want to come to my senses kind of thing. And then the happy for you is, again, it's being able to see yourself from a completely different perspective and see how much you've grown and be like, oh, I can move on from a place of real love and respect because of my past or someone in my past.
She sounds very Kardashian. doesn't she?
It's a bit sort of heavy there, isn't it?
Like, she looks unreal, though. The pictures and the music video, I still can't. It upsets me.
After nine, I'm going to bring you a thing. What Dua Lipa sounds like to people who don't know who Dua Lipa. Have you heard this?
No.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, Crossy.
Do yourself a favor. Kourtney Kardashian, it was her birthday yesterday. Even if you dislike the Kardashians or don't even be bothered about them at all.
Yeah.
No. Her fellas, Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Blink 182, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, drummer,
he
yeah.
He posted a photograph and says, happy birthday, Kourtney Kardashian. And I'm not even going to tell you.
No.
Just go on to their Instagram page and have a look at the position.
It's like one
that
or
Kourtney
two.
Kardashian
it's
is in
like a. It's in like. There's a few pictures in this one post. If you scroll, this one will stand out to you. And if your other half put up a picture of you like this, you'd end it. You'd walk out.
Have you seen it?
No. So he's posted a picture.
If you just stand up, if you stand up there and look at my screen.
Can you see his screen right now?
I want to be able to describe this on the radio.
No.
Just go on Instagram.
Jim's eyes.
Go on Instagram and just look at it yourself, all right? Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker. It is...
As the great meme says, ain't nobody got time for that.
No.
But she does it so sexily.
She's like, hello.
But she... Why would he take a picture of her?
It's not an attractive thing to be doing.
No, she's a private moment.
Like...
That's very strange.
I just keep staring at this photograph. 087-679-7104. When you've seen it, will you text us
Please.
And tell us what you think about what's happening?
She looks so happy as well. She's so happy.
What is he thinking?
It's the sexiest pose I've ever seen for that position
for
in my life.
Situation.
Well, we can say she's...
Oh, she's doing a wee.
She's on the loo.
She's on the loo.
He took a picture of her on the loo. Who, like, you close the door if somebody's in the...
And what? Do you not take your high heels off when you go in the
no,
toilet?
No, why would you be taking your high heels
because
off?
Because you're on a bit of a...
No, I don't trust those tiles. Public bathroom? No.
I'm learning more and more with Zainab. Capital T's.
You keep your shoes on.
High heels in the bathroom. It's FM104.
Good morning, Dublin.
FM104's Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Come on, get up. With Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
Keane DeCrow is also getting microscoped at the minute. Have you seen about that?
Which Why? I would take as a huge compliment because you obviously know that you are out there in the ether if people are coming to wind you up.
So a girl had posted up, Keane DeCrow over the past few days says, loves Coachella, thinks it's amazing. Thanks so much for being the main stage.
Is he playing it?
He played the main stage.
Right.
Did he?
So.
Oh, okay.
Some eagle-eyed girl on TikTok has decided to say the photograph he posted up is not Coachella and it's that of Electric Picnic.
What?
So this video has got 200,000 views and it's a picture of Keane DeCrow and basically he's singing to a massive crowd. And she's saying, no, that tree that's in front of the stage that he's posted is Electric Picnic, and the corner there is the little white Ferris wheel that is at Electric Picnic, and it's not the Coachella.
And I remember because you interviewed him at Electric Picnic, and that looks like the weather.
That's his outfit.
That's his outfit. So wait, do we know, is this girl American? Like
this girl's Irish.
Okay, and she's done a deep dive.
Oh, Keane's replied to her.
What did he say?
Guys, this is obviously Coachella. Come on. And I'm so grateful to Taylor Swift for inviting me out on stage with her. That was so crazy. Ah, he was Carl Robin. Fair play to him.
But he didn't play Coachella.
He did. Well, he probably did, but I
don't.
That's not the photograph. You want to use the best photograph ever. And the photograph that he used was of Electric Picnic. Look, fair play to him for jumping up on it and saying, okay.
Yeah, but here.
So he's spoofing?
He's spoofing.
Okay, right, okay.
But I take it as a compliment that somebody is being eagle-eyed.
But what is it about TikTok? You cannot do anything without someone, you know, finding a thing about you. Like, it could be something that you could be talking, going, huh, what, huh? And they'll pick up that, huh?
Yeah.
You'll have a floating head coming after you. You know those videos like that with the floating heads being like, so here he says this and here is this.
Yeah.
The floating heads will come for you on TikTok.
Do you remember the guy that he used to get onto private jets? He'd go, here, mister, can I get on your private jet? And they'd go, yeah, go on for a second. And he'd take a picture of himself as if he was flying around. And then he'd be flying Ryanair. But on his Instagram, he was on private jets. People thought, like, this guy's loaded. It was all a lie.
They're the people you need to watch in life.
Yeah.
And I found out another one the other day, a massive red flag. You're gonna like this, right? I'm living on LinkedIn at the minute because I love it.
Okay.
What? LinkedIn?
I'm living on LinkedIn. Lads, it's just full
LinkedIn
of spoofers.
It's absolute spoofers.
Spoofers.
I thought it was business.
Can I give you a red flag?
Yeah,
a red flag.
It's like interviews. It's like, you know, people lie about themselves a lot on LinkedIn. Not everyone, of course.
Not everyone, not my one.
No,
full of interviews. Here's a red flag for you. Well deserved. Oh. When someone leaves a comment, well deserved.
Wait, does that mean there's venom behind it or no?
No, it just means that get away, well deserved. Or what? Much, much deserved, well deserved. Well, do you not think? I think well deserved to me now. If someone puts well deserved on my page, I'm like, ah, come on.
Oh, I better be careful because I think I put that on Instagram stories.
Not well
I mean, Instagram comments. Yeah, I'd be like, if somebody got to me, like, oh, well deserved.
That's a lick. You're a licky. Licky Lee.
Licky Lee.
Aren't you? No, you are. Oh, well deserved. Oh, well deserved.
But I thought I was being nice.
Am I the only person?
You're irked by this. This is.
Well deserved.
Well deserved. Okay.
Well.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So you're a fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, I am trying to ration the new series because I don't want it to. I don't want it to finish.
One of the best TV theme tunes out there.
So good, so good.
I don't know what it is about it. I remember the old FM 104 phone show that used to be here. Used to use that as their one of their songs.
No, they did not, did they?
That's how I remember from. That's how I was introduced to Larry David. It was through that. Anyway. Larry, let's set the scene here.
Okay.
Larry's talking to Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
And he said that his mother was a massive fan of, I think it was the New York Post.
Uh-huh.
The paper.
Yes.
And there used to be a doctor on it who you'd write in letters to the doctor and the doctor would do it. He's reading what his mother reads when he's a little boy.
Okay.
When he's 12 years of age.
Yes.
And realizes it's his mother that's after writing it about him. Here's the point where Larry picks it up.
Wait, so this is from year. This is
Larry talking about years ago.
Okay.
About his mother writing it when he was 12.
Okay.
And it's quite true.
So I would read the column and I recognized that this was my mother writing to the psychiatrist.
What was my mother.
I know it.
What was she saying?
She's saying that my son, he's 12 years old, he hates people. He's taciturn. What really gave it away, he doesn't trick-or-treat. He doesn't go out trick-or-treating. That's me. I didn't trick-or-treat.
You got to get this article. You got to cut this out.
I should have saved it.
You should have
saved it. But it was me.
That's hilarious.
Did you know, trick-or-treating.
You didn't like trick-or-treating.
It's stupid, you know.
What?
Yeah, first of all, you got strangers. You're dealing with strangers all over the place. Every apartment is a stranger.
Yeah.
You know... It's rude too, banging on someone's door.
I love that. First off, he doesn't like people. You're like, yeah, that's Larry David.
12 years of age, that's Larry David.
12 years of age. Doesn't trick or treat. That is brilliant. That is
fans,
so good.
If you're fans of that show, 087-679-7104, is that what he really is like on the show?
Like, you're watching it, right? And then you see interviews with him and you go, this is him.
Not, he's playing himself.
He is fully, fully playing himself. Everything he's improvising, you're like, this could have easily happened to him. And if it's far-fetched, it's probably happened to him.
If you're going into Terminal 1, you're going to see a brand new visitor. Mm. Someone who has made Terminal 1 their home. And it's a little bird. It obviously flew through the doors and it's been there for a few days.
No, not a few days. 40 days.
40 days?
40 days.
He's trapped in the airport. So how do you get a bird to come out of the airport?
40 days is a long time in
the
airport.
For trying to find scraps now. I'm sure people are going, here you go, birdie.
There was one of the Dublin train stations. I think it was Connolly? They had a dead pigeon in the roof. And it was there for years. It was hanging upside down.
No. You could
down.
See it.
Yeah, it was like they couldn't get it. I remember my father telling me about it. Like everyone would be standing at the train just looking up at the dead pigeon. He was there for years.
Wow.
For years?
Yeah, hanging upside down.
Well, this fella's still alive.
This bird's still alive. So it's a much happier story. So
40 days, like Jesus, he's still there. And they're trying to get him down.
So yeah, I think 40 days is the only connection to Jesus.
Yeah. Now, I did see some funny tweets. Someone did say he's just waiting for his birding pass.
That's
good. That's
it's very, very
all
good.
The puns.
I don't mind that. So how would a rescuer catch, like the ceilings are so high in airports.
I know, because I was just thinking that they'd be there with, you know, one of those really long nets, trying to go woof.
But they can't do that, like catch the pigeon.
Yeah.
So they said, helping a small and very speedy bird to get out of such a vast and busy building is no easy task. But the airport team is on the case and in consultation with wildlife and bird experts.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
So you ever see a bird trapped in a house? So you have to be careful because the bird will freak out and start smacking off the walls.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And is that bad luck? Is it bad luck when there's a bird, or does it, no? It means if robin arrives at your door, it means that someone from your past.
Sometimes birds can come down your chimney or whatever.
Oh, can they? I'd be terrified of that. Anyway, if you want the Dublin Airport social channels, they are loving it. They're saying, should we give the bird a name? Give us the best suggestion. This was an hour ago.
We definitely need to give this bird a name.
And people are now talking about all the different birds, what you could call them and all that. Someone said, call him Graham.
Graham, why?
I don't know, just Graham.
I like Derek.
Why not Nathan?
Or Nathan.
Yeah,
I was thinking of Derek. A good ale, strong. A strong name. But it could be Darina.
What was Tom Hanks's character in the airport movie?
Someone did say that. That came up a few times.
From Krakosia.
The which one?
Krakosia. Remember, he's from Krakosia.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
The Terminal. You've never seen The Terminal?
I've never seen The Terminal, no.
My God, I got a great name. Someone just tweeted it. Crow Patrick.
Is he a crow?
No, he's a starling. I looked that up.
What's the difference?
I don't know, but it's a starling. Look,
it's a different type
of starling.
Bird.
He's speckled.
What's the difference between a crow and a starling? Good morning, it's the Strawberry Long Plan.
No, here, I think there's something. I think I've hit that time in my life where I'm very interested in birds. When we were doing that, we were doing stuff for the Jeep the other day. We were out by the pool, by pool bag, and I was going, oh, what kind of bird is that? And you were just like.
And then she followed it on to say, I'm taking a photograph so I can bring it back to my bird book that she has in her house.
You have a bird book.
So I Trevor got me a bird book because I was always going, oh, what bird is that?
Oh, so you cross-reference it to see what bird it was.
Oh, and I literally write down where I've seen the bird.
Oh, that's good,
this is who I've become.
Okay.
What an interesting life.
There's a young fella went into Dunleary Shopping Centre years ago, right? I was told this by a guy who worked there. And he said, see all those balloons that are stuck to the ceiling?
Yeah.
I can get rid of them for you. And he said, well, how much? And he said, like, give me 20 quid or whatever if I get those balloons down. He said, because they had to get scaffolding down, right?
Oh, yeah, because they're so high up.
This kid went off, got a balloon, and he stuck double-sided masking tape to a helium balloon on a really long string. This guy should be working for the government. And he let it go up, and it stuck to the balloons that were stuck on the ceiling.
Yeah.
And he brought them down one by one, and they didn't have to get, for 20 quid, they got...
What a genius.
A genius kid. So they can't obviously do this.
Can they not
technique.
Get mask and tape and a helium balloon over in Terminal 1?
And take the poor bird off it.
Send a little cage up, float it up. I don't know.
Gemma WhatsApped in and said she was in the terminal last week and the bird nearly pooped on her head.
Oh.
So obviously the bird's there and he's obviously getting a bit of food there.
That is lucky if a bird poops on you.
It is supposed to be good luck. Mm. It's annoying.
Call the bird Taylor.
Sorry, this is my favourite one so far. They should call the bird Moira Rose.
Why?
From Schitt's Creek. Rose, Moira Rose.
What's that got to do with birds?
Well, she's just very birdy. She always wears like mad. She always wears because she's in a movie. She's in a movie
called
Birds.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, one of the birds people.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's a real long explanation. It doesn't matter.
Call the bird Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes.
Oh, because it's Swift. What about Ian Starling? Someone WhatsApped in that as well.
Yes.
Anyway, get yourself out to Dublin Airport T1 later on today. Pack up the whole place and we'll all miss our flights. No, don't do that. I'm only joking.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.